Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Made a mistake this morning. So I shaved.
Yeah, that was your first mistake. Grow a beard, for Christ's sake.
I don't want to grow a beard, and okay, I don't like shaving. And right. So I get into these routines where I shave, and then I let it grow until I have to shave again because it gets itchy. But the mistake I made is I missed a spot. And I don't know how obvious it is, maybe for people watching. There's this little tuft of hair that I missed right underneath my lip right there.
Oh, I thought you were going for a new look. Well, like Flavor Saver.
This is
no?
Yeah. I don't think it's particularly noticeable, but it's like right there and it's driving me crazy. It's right underneath my lip. Now, I don't know if you can see it on Twitch or YouTube, but the one area you can kind of see, I think you can kind of see it, but It's annoying the hell out of me. You ever do that?
Man, if that annoys you, no wonder you're not growing a beard.
Well,
right?
Because that's true. Yeah.
But you also don't
want to be walking around with this.
No one can notice it.
Like literally underneath my lip on the left side of my face, there's this little tuft of hair that I missed. But Have you ever missed this? Yeah.
No. Yeah. But I don't shave often because I just could barely grow facial hair, so it's not a big deal for me. I don't think people even notice ever if I've shaved or not shaved. Have you ever noticed, Doug?
That you...
Where? Yeah, whether I... Oh, do you ever say, oh, Kang shaved last night?
No, I never say
that.
Okay,
see?
I never say that. I almost never say it with Gator. Like once a year,
right?
Gator will show up and I'll be like, are you growing it out? I'll be like, yeah.
That year was... Was that year 2021, Doug?
It's the last time he shaved. So anyway, as Hellborn Elf Child put on Twitch, I got a soul patch adjacent. It's not right underneath, it's adjacent.
Yeah, I think now you gotta learn how to play like acoustic guitar or something.
Yeah. It doesn't really show up on camera, but I can feel that I can feel it there. And by the way, congratulations to you. First day of kindergarten for your oldest child.
Oh, thank you, Doug. Yep. This used to be just a regular day, it used to be just Tuesday. And yep. then I had a kid.
And now
it's, you went through this, I mean, obviously for the last how many years?
Yep.
Of once the one kid gets to school, it's like a whole process, man. It's like the week leading up to it, the night before, getting stuff together. Wow.
Is she going all day or
Yeah,
half
this is
day?
All day kindergarten, man. She's, okay. Yeah, this is a big step for us.
Well, did I ever tell you, my oldest, who is now 22 and off in his first real job, his first day of kindergarten, he had a bus to and from. The bus came home after school, and he didn't get off it. And the bus drove away. And we were like, what the hell? So we called the school. This is his first day of school ever.
Oh, my God.
We called the school, and they were like, no, he got on the bus. So now I'm driving around panic trying to find the bus. Apparently, he fell asleep in the back of the bus.
Yep.
Missed the stop. And the school bus driver found him at the end of the day and brought him back. But there was about 30, 35 minutes of pure panic.
Oh, my God. I couldn't imagine.
Yep.
That but was your awful. Wife was going nuts.
I think she was working and never...
So you didn't tell her?
No.
Yeah,
no,
he's right here, honey. Yep. Mm-hmm. He's tired. So just I'll get him on the phone with you later.
Yeah, It was unbelievable. I have to ask him if he remembers that.
Well, when they're that young, they're going to school for the first time all day, you know, and then that, you know, how kids fall asleep in the car so easily, I'm sure. This happens across America. Today, like, there's going to be kids falling asleep on the bus.
Probably.
All across Michigan, right?
I would imagine that they're probably, it's a tighter ship than it was 15 years ago that they try and make sure stuff like that doesn't happen. But I remember at one point following a bus, like, driving down the road, following a bus, trying to figure out if that he was on that bus. God, it was so stressful. All right, feedback coming in regarding the Lions, 248-539-9797. If Josh Reynolds stayed, he would have been under a lot of pressure and on the end of a lot of booze. Woody, I mean, was he going to be looked at as a villain because of what happened at the end of that NFC title game? I mean, he was still had a ridiculously high percentage of catches that went for first downs. He was kind of the ideal number three receiver, 40 catch guy, 608 yards, 5 touchdowns. Okay, here it is. 32 first downs and 40 catches. Now, do touchdowns count as first downs? I actually think they do in the stats. If not, 37 of his 40 catches were for touchdowns or first downs, which tells you that he was a go-to guy.
Yeah, I don't think he was like a yak guy. He was like, get to the marker, turn around and catch it, right? Like, no, but he would catch it. Like, that's what kills you in the Niner game in the conference championship. He got to the first down marker, turned around, and he dropped it.
Yep.
And then that was the fourth down play. And then the next drive, I think it was the third
crossing
down.
Pattern.
Yeah, and dropped that. And if he would have just caught it, it would have been first down.
Next one, Billy D writes in, I'm surprised Goff didn't lobby to keep Reynolds. They had a great connection. He might have. I mean, he might have lobbied to keep Reynolds. I mean, this is where it gets tough, right? And if this is a mistake, okay, the totality of Brad Holmes' work far outweighs mistakes. It doesn't impugn him as a general manager at all. It's just part of his permanent record, but it doesn't impugn him at all. Well, I mean, it doesn't change my opinion of him. Still think he's great for this team. 248-539-9797. Chris G writes in, Josh Reynolds didn't want to stay. He never took accountability for the huge drops and didn't like the heat he was taking for it. The Lions needed to go sign a solid number three or we are screwed. Okay, Chris, I don't remember seeing this reported, that Josh Reynolds never took accountability and that he didn't like the heat he was taking for it. Kang, do you remember seeing that anywhere, or is this just Chris G's speculation?
I think they talked to him after the game in the locker room, but I don't remember exactly what he said. And sometimes it's never enough for people. You know, I think when you're a fan, you want the players, you want the coaches to feel exactly like you do. And if I feel pain, you need to feel pain too, you know? And so when, like the whole Prince Fielder thing, go back when he's like, hey, I got kids and I got other things going on in life. That didn't go over well with fans because fans were in pain. So after a loss like that, I don't remember exactly how Josh Reynolds reacted or answered the questions, but maybe it wasn't enough for that guy texting
in. Yeah, I mean, you're right about that. some people want a player in the locker room to say, I suck and I'm retiring.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Yeah,
the same people that want to trade for Tim Patrick would probably be willing to give Emmanuel Mosley a 4-year contract extension. That's from Will. Okay, so here's the thing about Mosley. They clearly love Mosley. They signed him when he was recovering from an injury. He got hurt when he was trying to come back for them. They brought him back again, and he got hurt again. And, you know, sometimes players that get hurt in back-to-back seasons turns out to be worth it. Other times it isn't. But the dude's working his butt off. They still think he hasn't lost a step and they think he can help him. It is a calculated risk. I don't know that Mosley's getting another shot here. 3 straight seasons, he's had a season-ending injury. So I suspect he probably won't. As far as Tim Patrick, I mean, I know he was a fan favorite. Everything I've read about him, he was very popular in the locker room and very popular in Denver. So he could be their solution. But I don't think that's what they're up to. I'll get to that today at 11:02. In the meantime, I'm going to address something that has been specifically asked of me. No, I am not disappointed that the Lions didn't trade for Malik Willis.
Not even a little bit?
Not even a little bit.
Well, you're in a weird spot here, I think, with Malik Willis in this trade, because I think, obviously, you thought Malik Willis would be better than what he is, has shown so far.
He just hasn't gotten his chance, Kang.
Well, here's the thing. Green Bay trades for him, and I don't know, does Green Bay have a good track record of quarterbacks lately in the last 3 decades?
I want to be wrong.
Right?
On this one.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't want him to go there, and if Jordan Love gets hurt, he takes over and they don't skip a beat. I'll tell you what I'll do if we can all agree. Malik Willis never comes back to haunt us, and I'll own the L. 248-539-9797. All right, what they're up to. We'll get to that today at 11:02. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1, The Ticket.
Fantasy freaks and geeks. What's cracking? It's your boy, James Kell, back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it. Okay, there's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need. Season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.